Welcome to Masechet Shavuos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav, Chapter 6, Mishnah 6. The Mishnah begins. Rabbi Meir says, Yesh Dvarim Shein Bakarka. There are certain things that are actually attached to ground. Remember, we saw that you don't swear about karkais, about land or real estate. Ve'einan kakarka. Yet, even though they're attached to the ground, they don't have the halachic status of actual ground, and therefore a person would make a shvua pertaining to them. Ve'ein chacham medmi, but chacham do not admit to me. Ketzad, says the Mishnah. How so? If a fellow says to his friend, Eser gifanim te unois masartilach, I gave you 10 vines carrying grapes, full of grapes, and therefore I want you to return them to me. Vahala oimer, and the fellow responds and says, Ein nela chamesh, not true, all you gave me were 5 vines with grapes on them. Rameir mechayev shvua, Rameir says you'll have to swear, you're a moedah b'mikzas, you partially admitted, even though it's attached to the ground, nevertheless it has the halacha of detached grapes and vines. The Chachamim and the Chachamim say, Kol ha-mechuber le-karka, anything that's attached to the ground, ha-re'u ke-karka, it has the status of karka, and therefore a person would not make a shvua, and therefore, halacha is, one could get away theoretically with just admitting to part of it. So the Gemara explains that the machlokes between Rameir and the Chachamim is in a situation where a person claims from his friend a grapevine that had grapes that were already ripe and just waiting to be harvested. Rameir holds that since they're waiting to be harvested, we view them halachically as if they're already harvested, and therefore they're considered like regular objects, and therefore there will be a shvua. The Chachamim hold, even though you are going to cut them soon, but till you cut them, they have the halach of karkais, of land that a person doesn't swear about them. Now, in essence, even though this is a machlekes, Chacham Rameir only say this is a machlekes by shomrim. It means to say you ask somebody to guard a grapevine for you. Why? Because they were only given over for shmira. That means they were given over just to keep them the way that they are. But if, let's say, it's pertaining to mekach u'memkar, which means there's a disagreement about buying or selling these grapevines, even the Chacham would admit that since, in essence, they have to be harvested, you need to pick the grapes, the halacha is it would be considered like it's already separated, and therefore one would be obligated to make a shavua. Continues the Mishnah, Einish ban, a person does not swear if they partially admit to a claim, El al davar sheba mida, v'sheba mishko, v'sheba minyan. It has to be something that's quantifiable, either in volume measurement, in weight, or in number. Says the Mishnah, Ketzad, how so? If a person tells his friend, Bayis mali, a house full of grain, masarti lach, I gave you to watch for me. V'kis mali masarti lach, or a purse full of money, full of coins, I asked you to guard for me. V'ala oimer, and the fellow says, any other day, I don't know how much grain was in it, or how many coins were in that purse. Elamashi nachta atanaitel, here's the purse you gave me, now take it. Here's the house, take it. Pater. The halacha is that he does not have to make a shvua because it's not considered a moedah b'miktsas. He's just saying, take what you gave me. However, if Zoimer Adaziv, the claimer says, this house was full until the ziz, a ziz is a stone or a beam that juts out from the wall. Vizoimer Adachalim, and the fellow being claimed says, no. It was only full until the window, a lower spot, less volume, chayiv in that situation, he would have to make a shvua, just like every standard moedah b'miktsas, somebody that admits, because this is a quantifiable admission, and therefore the halacha is a person has to make a shvua. Wishing you an amazing day and a wonderful upcoming week.